这是一个全面系统的国际基督教教学课程，是由全世界各地教会服事机构联合制作的，目的是为了帮助各国教会能更好地装备自己，使信徒们能认识自己的信仰，成为耶稣基督的真实的仆人。这门课程的题目是个人的宣教，以下是这一课程的第四部分，由康复特牧师宣讲。
I'm Ray Comfort, and today we're going to look at true and false conversion.
我的名字叫康复特，今天我们要讨论的题目是真信还是假信。
Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Romans 7, verse 4.
让我们一同把圣经翻到罗马书七章四节。
While you're turning there, let me lay a foundation for this teaching.
在我们翻到这一境界之前，我想为这一课打一个基础。
This teaching follows hard on the heels of another teaching.
这个教训同另一个教训是关系很紧密的。
Called Hell's Best Kept Secret.
这就是解开生命奥秘的钥匙。
In which we looked at the fact.
我们现在要看一下当前所面临的现实。
That modern evangelism creates.
当代的宣教所产生出的结果是什么呢
？About 80 what we call backsliders.
有80%。绝智信主的人
with every 100 decisions for Jesus.
他们在信心上出现了倒退。
The average fallaway rate,
平均来看，偏离教会的
modern evangelism is between 80 and 90%.
当代的绝智信主的基督徒大概是在80%到90%之间。今天有许多绝志信主的人并没有离开教会，他们仍然保持在教会之中。
But they lack the things that accompany salvation.
但是呢，他们却缺乏有关救恩的真实的信心。
And therefore, there is some question.
所以说，我们要问一些问题。
Regarding the validity of their salvation.
这些问题涉及到他们是不是得到了神的拯救。这个悲剧已经发生了。
Because of the fact that modern evangelism,
因为当代的宣教
has failed to follow the biblical example,
他们不能够遵循圣经里的一些样例
of law to the proud,
也就是说，神把律法约束在了一些骄傲的人身上
and grace to the humble,
把恩典赐给了一些谦卑的人。
Charles Finney,
查理·芬尼这样说过
said, "Evermore, the law must prepare the way for the gospel."
律法始终都是为了为福音做预备的。
To overlook this in instructing souls,
如果说我们忽视这一点，在拯救灵魂中遗忘了这一点，我们只能产生出虚假的盼望。
The introduction of a false standard of Christian experience,
如果我们向人介绍的圣经的法则是虚假的，是错误的。
And to fill the church with false converts,
结果只会使教会充满着虚假的信教者。
And then he said, "Time will make this plain."
有人说时间会使一切真相大白的。
Now in the teaching,
在这一节课里面
，in our book,
我们要看一本书
，which is called Hell's Best Kept Secret.
题目是如何将生命的奥秘解开。
There's a story of a speedster.
书里面有一个超速驾驶者
，a young man who sped through a town.
这个青年人超速驾驶通过一个城镇。
At 120 miles an hour,
每小时达120英里。
Now the town was backward.
这个城镇是很落后的。
They had no law against speeding.
他们没有专门反对超速驾驶的法律。
So they passed a law.
所以说他们就通过了一个律法。
Stating that 60 miles an hour was the maximum speed.
这个律法上说了，如果驾驶超过60英里就违反了交通法。
Transgressors would be fined or thrown in prison.
所有违反交通法的人都要被罚款和关进牢里。
As he drove through a second, or the young man as he drove through a second time.
那么当这个青年人第二次在超速驾驶经过这个城镇的时候
，was arrested this time.
他这次就被逮捕了
，because there was now a law that he had broken.
因为他违反了新颁布的交通法。
He couldn't pay the massive fine.
他无法支付。
So he was thrown into prison.
罚款，因此他就被关在牢里。
Then his father, who was the judge,
他的父亲是个法官
Still didn't pay the fine for him.
就为他付了这笔罚款。
Leaving him free to go.
这样的话就使得他能够获得自由了。
So what is that son's attitude going to be to his father?
那么这个儿子对待父亲的态度将会是什么样呢？
What is his attitude going to be to the law?
那么他对法律的态度又会是什么样子呢？
Well, he's completely dead to that law.
我们看到他在法律面前已经死了，
没有任何希望。Upon him.
所以看到来说的话，法律已经宣判了他的死刑。
Because his father satisfied the law.
但是呢，他的父亲却是满足了法律的要求。
By paying the fine for him.
因为他为他付出了赎价。
So now he lives to the will of his father.
所以现在的话呢，他就应当按照父亲的旨意去生活。
He wants to do his father's will.
他想按照父亲的旨意去行事。
Because he's so filled with gratitude.
因为他心里面充满了对父亲的感激之心。
For his father's sacrifice.
因为他父亲为他做出了牺牲。
Now with that thought in mind, let's look at Romans 7 verse 4.
我们带着这样的思想来看一下罗马书七章四节的经文。
And see the attitude of the Christian to the law.
我们来看一下基督徒对待律法的态度是什么。
Wherefore, my brethren,
经上说，我的弟兄们
，You also have become dead to the law.
这样说来，你们借着基督的身体
，by the body of Christ，
在律法上也是死了。
So here's the attitude of the Christian to the law.
所以这个就应当是基督徒对于律法的态度了。
We're dead to it.
因为我们在律法上已经死了。
That you should be married to another.
那么我们就应当归于别人。
Even to him who was raised from the dead.
就是归于那从死里复活的。
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
叫我们结果子给神。
So our attitude to the law is one of total lack of condemnation.
所以说，我们对待律法的态度不应当从心里面产生出来任何恶意或咒诅。我们因为在律法上已经死了
by the body of Christ.
因为我们是借着基督的身体达到了这个目的。
There's the payment of the Father.
所以父为我们付出了赎价。
And now we live to the honor of the Father.
所以现在我们过的生活必须要荣耀与天父。
Motivated by love and gratitude.
所以说我们必须要把受神的爱的激励。
In the light of such a wonderful sacrifice.
因为天父为我们做出了极大的牺牲。
That we should bring forth fruit unto God.
所以说我们必须要结果子给神。
Now, if we are rooted and grounded in Him,
如果说我们把生命的根基是与耶稣基督之中
it should be evident.
我们就会明显的结出果子。
Jesus said, "I'm the vine, you're the branches."
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
He that abides in me, the same brings forth much fruit.
凡是真正信靠我的人，仰望我的人，必能结出更丰盛的果子。那么，圣经里面说的果子是怎么一回事呢
？Well, one fruit of repentance.
首先，这个果子就是忏悔或者是悔改。
Matthew 3 verse 8.
我们在马太福音三章八节里就可以看到这一教训。我们没有时间翻到这一经文。
See, Zacchaeus had more than tears.
所以你们看到税吏撒该。他确实是一个样例，因为他确实是悔改所结出的一个果子。
He showed God he was sorry by his works.
他向神显明出他所做的事得罪了神。
Which brings us to the second fruit.
那么我们再来看一下第二个果子。
The fruit of good works.
这个果子就是人的善行。
We won't turn to it. Colossians 1:10.
这个教训可以在哥罗西书一章十节找到，但是我们没有时间翻到这里的经文。
You and I Christians.
我们作为基督徒来说
，We should be letting our light shine.
我们必须要向世上的光照亮别人。
Jesus said, "So let your light shine before men."
耶稣这样说，你们的光也当这样照在人前
，that they may see your good works.
叫他们看见你们的好行为
，and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Three, the fruit of thanksgiving.
第三个果子是感恩。
Hebrews 13 verse 15.
这个记载在希伯来书十三章十五节里。
For we are saved, we should be filled with thanksgiving for Calvary's cross.
因为我们已经被神拯救，因此我们要对耶稣基督在十字架上的献祭献上我们的感恩。
The fruit of the Spirit.
第四个果子是圣灵的果子。
Galatians 5:22.
这记载在加拉太书五章二十二节。
As Christians, we should have love.
我们作为基督徒来说，必须要有仁爱。
Goodness.
要有良善
Gentleness,
要有
faith,
恩慈要有信心
meekness,
要有温柔
patience,
要有忍耐
and temperance,
以及要有节制
And fifth, or number five, the,
那么第五个果子是什么呢也就是公义的果子
Philippians 1 verse 11.
这记载在腓立比书一章十节。
Scripture tells us every tree that brings not forth good fruit.
所以说圣经教导我们，如果一棵树不结出好果子来
，will be cut down.
它就会被砍下来
，and cast into the fire.
被扔进火里面烧掉。
Therefore, of
因此
，as evangelists and those seeking the salvation of sinners.
作为寻求失丧灵魂的传教者来说
we should be doing everything we can,
我们必须要尽自己一切之可能
not just to get decisions,
不光光是赢得决志信主的人
not to get church members,
不光光使得教会的人数能够加增
but to produce,
而是要产生出
by the grace of God,
通过神的恩典
bearing Christians,
能够结出果子的基督徒来
Now, Let's turn over to Mark 4 verse 3
我们一起来翻到马可福音四章
Mark 4 verse 3
and we're going to look 马可福音四章三节
at the most important parable Jesus gave
我们看到这里耶稣基督他给了我们一个很重要的比喻
a parable that unlocks the mystery of the other parables
这里的一个比喻可以为其他的比喻解开一个谜
and we won't read it for the sake of time
由于时间有限我们不可能读这段经文
We should be familiar with this parable.
但是我们必须要熟悉这一个比喻。
It's the parable of the sower.
这也就是一个关于撒种的比喻。
It's also recorded in Matthew 13.
这个在马太福音十三章里面也做了记载。
And Luke verse 8.
并且在路加福音八章也做了记载。
Now in verse 13 of this wonderful parable,
我们在第十三节里面看到一个很奇妙的比喻。
The disciples had heard Jesus speak about a sower.
因为门徒们已经听到了耶稣所讲的关于撒种的事
And they said really We don't know what you're saying Lord
他们对主说了主啊我们却不明白你所说的是什么
And Jesus said
耶稣对他们说
Know you not this parable
你们不明白这比喻吗
How then will you understand all parables
这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢
In other words The parable of the sower Is the key that unlocks The mystery of all the other parables
换句话说关于撒种的比喻是解开其他一些比喻的一把钥匙。如果我们能够明白这个比喻的意思
then when the seed of the gospel is scattered,
所以我们就可以看到福音的种子就能撒开。
There is true and false conversion,
我们看到在教会里面有真信的人和假信的人。
Which is what this parable is about.
这就是这个比喻所要说明的意思。
And all the other parables Jesus gave,
耶稣基督给我们的所有的其他的比喻
Will begin to open up to us.
都会因着这个比喻而被解开。
The foolish virgins.
我们看到愚蠢的童女。
And the wise virgins.
和聪明的童女。
True and false conversion.
真信的人和假信的人。
The good fish and the bad fish.
好的鱼和坏的鱼。
True and false conversion.
真正的信和假的信。
The wheat and the tears.
我们看到麦子和稗子的
True and false conversion.
也涉及到真信和假信的事。
The man who built his house on rock and the man who built his house on sand.
我们看要把房子建筑在岩石之上和沙土之上的比喻也是这样的。
True and false conversion.
也涉及到真信和假信。
See, many people think the man who built his house on sand.
很多人认为那些把房屋建筑在沙滩上的人或者说沙土上的人是不信主的人
But Jesus said of him,
但是耶稣却对他们说
Whoever hears these sayings of mine,
凡听到我的话的人
and does not obey them,
但又不去顺从和遵行我的人
like a foolish man.
就像愚蠢的人一样
The world doesn't hear the sayings of Jesus.
世人并不能真正的听到耶稣的话
I mean, all they know is just a minute amount of scripture.
他们所知道的也只是卷叠浩繁的经文。
And even then, they lack understanding.
尽管这样，他们仍然缺乏对经文的认识。
But there are multitudes in the church.
在教会里面也有许多人。
Who hear the sayings of Jesus.
他们虽然听到了耶稣的话。
And do not keep them.
但是并不能守住这些话。
They call Jesus Lord.
他们虽然称耶稣基督为主
and do not the things that he tells them.
但是他们并不能按照耶稣基督所吩咐的去做。
So using the harmony of the Gospels,
所以说我们要用整个和谐一致的圣经的原理。
We're going to look at six characteristics of a false convert.
来看看虚假的信教者的六个特点。
So here in my hand are six characteristics of a false conversion.
在我的手上有关于虚假的信徒的六个特点。
Number one,
第一个特点是
there are immediate results.
这些信徒他们信得很快。
The reference is Mark 4 verse 5.
马可福音四章五节就同这样的状况有关。
The false convert doesn't weigh the issues.
虚假的信徒并不能够掂量问题的分量。
Jesus said, "Who goes to war and doesn't check out what the enemy's got?"
正如耶稣所说的，他们到战场上去，但是并不知道敌军的状况如何。
Who builds a tower and doesn't check out his materials?
他们去建造一个阳台，但是并不知道需要多少材料。
The false convert,
虚假的信教者
because the law hasn't been used to bring him light.
由于律法并不能够给他们带来争光
makes a commitment.
不能够使他们真正的信靠耶稣基督他们对律法缺乏真正的认识具体的来说
as regards his sinful state before God.
特别是关于他们在神面前的罪的本性
He hears of the benefits,
他们所掂量的只是他们益处如何
and makes a decision.
他们做出抉择完全是看着自己的好处那么虚假的信徒的第二个特点是什么呢
is that he lacks moisture.
就是他们缺乏滋润。
Luke 8 verse 6.
路加福音八章四节就指明了这种信徒的特点。
There is no thirsting after God.
他们并没有真正对神的渴求之心。
The third sign.
虚假的信徒的第三个迹象是他们没有根基。
Matthew 13 verse 6.
马太福音十三章六节就指明了这一点。
There's no depth of character.
他们的品性没有深厚的根基。
For they receive the word with gladness.
虚假的基督徒的第四个特点是，虽然他们欢喜地领受了神的道。
Mark 4 verse 16.
正如马可福音四章十六节里所说的那样。
Fifth, they receive the word with joy.
他们虽然一开始欢喜地领受了神的道。
Matthew 13 verse 20.
马太福音十三章二十节告诉我们。
There's no sorrow for sin.
他们并不为自己的罪感到悲伤。
And number six, for a while they do believe.
虚假的信徒的第六个特点是，虽然他们有一阵子是信的。
Luke 8 verse 13.
我们来看一下路加福音八章十三节。
And this last one is what brings confusion to many.
最后的这个特点确实给很多人带来了思想的混乱。
False convert.
一个虚假的信教者。
Has a genuine.
有一个真正的。
False conversion experience.
虚假的信教的经历。
So for a while he does believe.
他虽然有一阵子确实是信的。
Now we'll look at another picture.
现在我们来看另一个画面。
In my hand is a picture of two plants.
我的手上有关于两个植物的画像。
On my right, a large plant looks healthy.
我们在右手看到的这个植物是很健康的一个植物。
And on the left, a little plant looks a bit pathetic.
在左手的这个小小的植物看上去是有毛病的。这个大的呢是健康的。
And the little plant appears sick.
这个小的呢是病态的。
And let's look at another picture.
我们再来看另一个图像。
The sun comes out suddenly.
突然呢阳光出来了。
And the big plant begins to wither.
这个大的植物呢就开始枯萎下来。
But the little plant seems to be benefiting.
但是呢这个小的植物呢却不受任何损失。
Just very strange.
你们看上去是很奇怪的一件事。
And then it brings us to the third pick.
那么这样的话，我们就来考虑第三个问题。
We begin to see what's happening under the soil.
也就是在土壤里面发生了什么事。
Under the soil, the big plant.
在这个大的植物的这个土壤里面呢
？Is sitting on a rock.
我们看到它下面是一个岩石。
And when the sun comes out,
所以当太阳出来的时候
，it can't send its roots in deep.
它的根不可能伸得很深。
Because there's no depth of soil.
因为它的土太浅了。
But the little plant.
但是这个小的植物呢
？Is in good soil.
在好的土壤里面。
It has a massive root.
而且它有很多的根深在土壤里面，所以太阳并不能够残害它。
It causes it to prosper.
因为他在土壤里面只能得到益处。
Sends its roots deep after moisture.
因为他的根深在这个深土里面，有着足够的滋润和养分。
Now let's go from the natural to the spiritual.
我们从自然的这个例子再来看一下属灵的例子。
Can you see that it was the sunlight that revealed what we couldn't see?
你们能不能看到这个阳光所表明的是我们眼不能见的这个实质
？The sunlight revealed the soil condition of the plant.
太阳光表明了植物的土壤的条件。
Now in the spiritual,
在属灵的境界里面，属灵的领域里面
，the sunlight,
太阳光
，that which will reveal what we can't see,
所能显明的是我们肉眼看不到的
，the soil or heart condition,
也就是说是人的心理的状况
，of the professing believer.
是一个信主的人的内心的状况。
Sunlight is one spiritual, tribulation.
我们看到太阳光也表明了人的患难。
Matthew 13:21.
马太福音十三章二十一节就表明了这一点。
Two, temptation.
第二点是试探。
Luke 8:13.
记载在路加福音八章十三节里。
And number three.
第三点。
Persecution.
是逼迫。
Mark 4:17.
记载在马可福音四章十七节里。
So tribulation,
所以说患难
temptation,
试探
persecution,
和逼迫
will reveal,
都能表明
in the professing believer,
在信徒的内心里面
what we cannot see,
我们所看不见的光景。
Now if you have a house plant,
如果你在家里面有一盆植物的话。
The worst thing you could do,
你们所能做的最糟糕的事情
would be to hide that plant from the sun.
是不让它晒太阳，或者说不让它见阳光。
If you said this is an expensive plant,
也许你们会说这个是一个很贵的植物啊。
I don't want it to die.
我不想叫它死。
So you put it in a closet.
所以你就把它放在了储藏室里。
Protecting it from the sunlight will actually kill it.
那以为呢，太阳光能把它杀死。
The best thing you can do for that plant,
实际上你最好的做法
is put it in the sunlight,
是把它放在阳光之下。
Make sure it's in good soil,
你要弄明白是不是有很好的土壤。
Has access to plenty of water,
而且要浇上足够的水。
But you give it plenty of sunlight,
并且要让它晒足够的阳光。
You even rotate the plant to get it sunlight.
你们可以轮流的使不同的植物接受阳光。
In the same way,
同样。
The worst thing you can do with a new believer,
对于一个初信主的人来说，你们所做的最糟糕的事，是不让他们经风雨见世面
，of persecution,
不让他们经受逼迫
，temptation,
不让他们经受试探
，tribulation,
不让他们经受患难。
If he's in good soil,
如果他是在好的土壤里面的话
，that is he has a good and honest heart,
如果说他心里面真正装着主的话
，those three things,
这三样东西
，will cause him to send his roots in deep,
就会使他们在信仰的土壤里面深深的植根。
If he's a false convert,
如果他是一个虚假的信教者
that'll cause him to wither and die.
他只会枯萎和死亡。
Now many years ago, when Russia was in communism,
许多年以前，当俄罗斯还在共产党的统治之下的时候，我听到一个故事
about a prayer meeting that was going on.
这个故事是关于一个正在进行的祷告会。
And suddenly, the doors were thrust open.
当信徒在祷告的时候，突然间门被闯开了。
Two Russian guards stood there.
两个俄罗斯的卫兵站在那里。
They pointed the guns at the Christians.
他们把枪指着基督徒。
They said, "If you are not prepared to die for your faith, get out."
你们如果不准备去死的话，你们就出去吧。
And half those professing Christians left.
有一半的基督徒离开了会场
，leaving a handful of believers.
房间里面只剩下一小群真正信主的人。然后呢，这些卫兵把手上的枪放下了。他们从身上拿出了圣经。他们说我们也是基督徒。我们只想把绵羊从山羊分开，把真信的人从假信的人分开。
Before we would risk fellowship.
这样的话呢，我们就不必要为了团契的缘故而冒险。
Now a Russian guard clean up would do the church good.
我们看到这些俄罗斯士兵面对教会的清理，确实起到了好的作用。
It would rid the church of murmurers and complainers.
我们看到教会里面有一些专门散布风言风语和夸劳的人，他们制造了教会的分裂。
See, God usually swallows them up in the ground. The Old Testament.
我们看到在旧约里面，神经常让大地将这些人吞噬掉。
But secondly, and more importantly,
第二点，而且是更重要的一点是
，What a Russian guard cleanout would do.
这些俄罗斯士兵们他们所做的清洗工作
，would be that it would show the false convert the error of his ways.
向这些 假信的人表明神的清理的日子已经临到他们。你们可以想象到一个悲剧，也就是当你引人归主的时候，不叫他们真正的悔改。
The law wasn't used to bring a knowledge of sin.
因为律法是叫我们知罪。
She had a drug problem and a bad marriage.
比如说，这个人有吸毒的问题，或者是他婚姻上出现了很多裂痕。
And you told her that Jesus would help her out.
你告诉他，耶稣基督会帮他解决这些问题的。
So there's no knowledge of sin.
但是呢，你却没有让他意识到罪的问题。
It's just an experimental attitude.
这只是人的一种经验的观点，它不是真正的信心的果子。这样的话，他可以吞噬你的。
This person won't get into fellowship.
这样的人，他不可能跟你进入真正的团契关系。
Unless you bring them to church.
除非你们把他带到教会里面来。
They don't read the Bible.
叫他们读圣经。
Unless you read it with them.
只有你同他们一起读经。
So you see your ministry.
所以说，你们看到在这一教会的服事当中，是为了让这样的人能够暴露在神的真光之中。
And you prop him up right till judgment day.
一直等到神审判的日子临到众人。
In the light of an omniscient God.
我们看到在神的圣光之中。
Shines upon the heart.
它照射着人的心。
And reveals the state of hypocrisy they're living in.
揭示出了人所生存的虚伪性。
And you prop him up right till judgment day.
所以说我们要把他们的罪暴露在神的真光之下。我们不能够遮蔽他们的罪，不让他见阳光。
Wouldn't it be better to let them fall?
我们是不是最好让他们跌倒呢？
Rather than give them a false assurance,
而不是给他们一个虚假的救恩的确据呢？要让他们知道他们信心的光景是怎么回事。
Never shield the blind from the sunlight.
不要让他们避开神的真光。
For years, I ran after so-called believers.
多年来，我一直在搜寻和研究所谓的基督徒。
And yet, Luke 9:62 says.
路加福音九章六十二节告诉我们。
No man having put his hand to the plow.
手扶着犁。
And looking back is fit for the kingdom.
向后看的不配进神的国。
The soil of the heart.
人心的土壤。
A good and honest heart.
一个诚实和良善的心。
Will determine whether or not that's going to be a genuine believer.
决定了一个人是否成为真信主的人。
I turn to Colossians 4 verse 5 and let's read it together.
我们翻到哥罗西书四章五节，一起来读。
Colossians 4 verse 5.
请翻到哥罗西书四章五节。
In Colossians 4 verse 5,
在哥罗西书四章五节，圣经这样说：你们要爱惜光阴。
Walk in wisdom toward them that are without.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Redeeming the time.
你们要爱惜光阴。
Now I always interpreted that scripture.
我常常这样来解释这节经文。
As meaning those that are without the church.
经文里所说的外人是指教外的人。
But a false convert.
但实际上一个虚假的信教者。
Can be within the church.
虽然他是在教会之内。
Sitting next to you in church.
他在做礼拜时候很可能就坐在你的身旁。
But he is without the body of Christ.
但是在基督的身体里面他却是一个外人。
The Bible says.
圣经告诉我们。
Walk in wisdom toward them that are without.
我们要用智慧与外人交往。
Redeeming the time.
我们要爱惜光阴。
You see a stony ground here.
你们看一个在遍满石子地上的根犁。
A false convert.
一个虚假的信徒。
Will steal your time from you.
会浪费你们的光阴。
They just want counsel.
他们只想从你们这里得到一些建议。
They just want counsel.
他们只想从你们这里得到一些建议。
They are hearers.
他们只是听你们说话。
But not doers.
但是他们并不采取行动。
They don't need counsel.
他们并不需要听取意见。
They need repentance.
他们所需要的是悔改。
You see,
你们看到
the bigger plant doesn't need fertilizer.
一个成长的很茁壮繁盛的植物是不需要化肥的。你们可以把化肥撒在它的叶子上。
It's not going to help it.
可是它这并不能帮助它成长。
It needs good soil.
他需要的是一个好的土壤。
And the professing convert doesn't need fertilizer of counsel.
一个真正宣认信主的人并不需要人家的建议。
He needs a good soil of a repentant heart.
他只需要有一颗很好的心灵的土壤，这就是要悔改。
Years ago, I was on staff in a church in New Zealand.
多年以前，我在新西兰的教会里面任职。
With a very loving senior pastor.
我们有一个德高望重的年长的牧师。
He's very slight built.
他长得并不壮实。
Very thin man.
他实际上长得很瘦。
We always joke about his thinness.
我们常常因为他长得瘦而同他开玩笑。
Didn't matter what he ate.
无论他吃下什么食物。
He didn't get fat.
他都不会长胖。
Must have been his glorified body already, I think.
我相信这也是神给他的赐福。
But one night there was a knock on the door.
有一天晚上有人敲他家门。
It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
这时正是凌晨3点钟。
One of the sons went to the door, opened it up.
他的一个儿子就到了门口把门打开。
There was someone wanting counsel.
那么这个人来了的目的是为了得到一些建议。
3 a.m.
那当时是凌晨三点钟。
But the son went to his father and woke him up.
那么儿子就到了父亲跟前把他唤醒。
Yes. He knew his father was a genuine shepherd.
他知道他的父亲是一个真正的牧者。真正的牧师。
He knew he wouldn't complain.
他绝对不会有任何抱怨的。
He said to the young man, go and wait in the living room.
他就对这个敲门的年轻人说，你就到我们家里面的起居室里面去。
He woke his father up.
他把父亲叫醒了。
When his father walked into the living room,
当他的父亲走到这个起居室里面去的时候
，as he stepped through the door,
他通过了起居室的门
，14-inch machete blade came down upon his face.
一个14寸的刀从他脸上划了下来
，severed his fingers,
切断了他的手指。
This man was trying to cut his head off.
那么这个年轻人想把牧师的头砍下来。
The sons ran into the room to help him.
儿子就跑到了起居室来帮助父亲。
They saw their father's blood around the walls of the living room.
他看到了父亲的血溅在墙上到处都是。
They almost killed the guy.
他们气愤至极，几乎把这个青年人打死。
They thought was trying to kill
因为他们认为这个青年人想杀害自己的父亲。
Now, the pastor lived.
那么这个牧师他还是存活下来
了。
但是他经过了很多次的手术。第二天呢早上，另外一个牧师给我打电话。
He said, "Do you hear what happened last night?"
他说你知道昨天晚上发生的事吗
？I said, "Yeah, heavy."
我说是啊，确实是难以置信的事。
He said, "Heavy."That guy went to my church.
那个人呢，实际上是到我教会来做礼拜的。
And then this pastor said to me,
那牧师就对我说
，Fancy another Christian doing that?
想想看，一个基督徒会做出如此的事情。
I said, Wait a minute.
我说你等等。
A man's trying to cut the head off the pastor.
如果说一个人想把牧师的头砍下来的话
，Probably assume.
也许我们会认为
that he lacks a little bit.
他缺乏某些东西。
In the area of love.
如他缺乏爱。
Goodness,
他缺乏良善
；gentleness,
缺乏温柔
；self-control,
缺乏自制。
Since it's about time we took notice of Scripture,
所以当我们来看圣经的时候
，which speaks of false brethren,
我们看到在圣经里面谈到有虚假的弟兄
，false apostles,
虚假的使徒
，false prophets,
虚假的先知
，false teachers,
虚假的教师。
And false conversion
和虚假的信主。
You see a false convert.
我们看到这些虚假的信徒。
Because he lacks fruit.
由于他们缺乏圣灵接下的。
Will make up for it with branches and leaves.
所以他们看上去好像有枝有叶。
You'll find because he lacks the fruit of the spirit.
你们发现由于他们缺乏圣灵所结的果子。
He will try and impress you in other ways.
他们常常想用其他的方式来引起你们的注意。
He may call hallelujah louder than most.
他们在聚会中所叫出的哈利路亚声比其他人都响。他们也许时时刻刻把阿门挂在嘴上。
He may wear a Christian T-shirt.
他们也许会穿一个基督教的 T 恤衫。当然，穿基督教的 T 恤衫是没有问题的。他们也许在脖子上会挂一个很大的十字架项链
Or he may carry a big Bible.
也许手上会拿一本很大的圣经
But what he wants to do is impress you.
但是他们所做的这一切只不过是想引起你的注意他们只是一些道貌岸然招摇过市的人但是他们却缺乏圣灵所结的果子
Matthew 7 verse 13.
我们来看一下马太福音7章15节的经文
In Matthew 7, verse 15 through to 20,
我们来看一下马太福音七章十五节至二十节的经文。
This is Jesus speaking.
这是耶稣基督所说的话。
He says, "Beware of false prophets."
耶稣说，你们要防备假先知。
Who come to you in sheep's clothing?
他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮。
But inwardly they're ravenous wolves.
里面却是残暴的狼。
In other words, they look good on the outside.
这就是说，他们表面上看上去是一表人才、道貌岸然。
You'll know them by their fruits.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes?
荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢
？Or figs from thistles?
蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢
？Even so, every good tree
这样凡好树
bears good fruit
都结好果子。
But a bad tree bears bad fruit.
唯独坏树结坏果子。
Now listen to verse 18.
我们再来看一下第十八节的经文。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子。
Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit.
坏树不能结好果子。
You hear what Jesus is saying?
你们听到耶稣所说的话了吗？
A fountain doesn't bring forth sweet water and bitter water.
一个喷泉不会同时给你带来甜蜜蜜的水和苦兮兮的水的。
He's saying you don't swap from false plant to genuine plant back and forth.
耶稣说一个真正的好树是不会同时结好果子也结坏果子的。
A bad tree can't bring forth good fruit.
因为坏树是不可能结出好果子来的。
Neither can a good tree bring forth bad fruit.
同样好树也不会结出坏果子来。
If you've got a Christian,
如果你是个基督徒
he says he loves the Lord.
你说你是爱主的
Just keeps beating up his wife.
但是总是在打自己的妻子
It's a little problem he's got.
所以就说明你是有问题的了
He's got a big problem.
说明你有很大的问题
Because he doesn't bring forth bad fruit if he's a good plant.
因为你说明你不是一个真正的基督徒你不会结出好果子来每一棵树
that does not bear good fruit,
如果它不结出好果子来的话
is cut down and thrown into the fire,
就必须要砍下来丢在火里
therefore by their fruits you will know them.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来
Turn over to Acts 20 verse 29.
我们一起来翻到使徒行传二十章二十九节至三十节
In Acts 20 verse 29 and 30, Paul is speaking.
在使徒行传二十章二十九节至三十节里，保罗这样说
：“For I know this，
我知道
，that after my departure，
我去之后
，savage wolves will come in among you，
必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间
，not sparing the flock，
不爱惜羊群
，also from among yourselves，
就是你们中间。”
Men will rise up,
也必有人起来
speaking perverse things,
说悖谬的话
to draw away the disciples after themselves,
要引诱门徒跟从他们
You see wolves,
你们看到狼
way to the back,
总是在羊群的后面
and pick off the weak sheep,
来寻找这些软弱的羊来捕食
That's why we need to mark those who cause division.
这就是为什么我们要分辨出教会里面制造分裂的人。
To know each other by a fruit.
我们要根据他们的果子来识别他们。
You see, the true convert will stand no matter how great the adversity.
我们看到真正的信徒无论遇到什么样的逆境，信心总是坚定不移的。
Remember the picture?
你们还记得这个画面吗
？No matter how great the sunlight.
无论阳光如何暴晒。
It prospers the little plant.
这个小的植物仍然在茁壮的成长。
You can drop a genuine convert.
你们可以把一个真信主的人
into a den of lions.
带到狮子洞里面去。
Will he do raise his fist to God?
他会不会对神发出愤怒的表示呢？绝对不是的，他会匍匐在神的面前。因为他的信心的根基是深厚的。
You put a genuine convert at the Red Sea.
你们可以把一个真信主的人带到红海里去。
Pharaoh chasing him.
虽然法老王在追逐他
Is he going to lift his fist to God?
他会不会对神表示愤怒和不满呢
No, he stands still and see the salvation of God.
不会的，他会信心坚定地盼着神的救恩
Because he's on good soil.
因为他的信心是植根在好的土壤之中
You see, Jesus sent his lambs among wolves.
你们看到耶稣曾经派他的羊羔进入狼群之中
And the reference for that is Luke 10 verse 3.
路加福音十章三节就涉及到这一点。
Why did he do that?
为什么耶稣会这样做呢
That is so contrary to the concept of modern evangelism.
这从当代宣教的观念是格格不入的。
If modern evangelism gets lambs,
根据当代的宣教的观念，群羊，或者说基督徒，
they need to be protected and followed up.
他们需要用高墙保护起来，并且要随访。但是耶稣基督却是把羊群派到狼群之中。
Why? Because the sunlight.
为什么呢？因为这样可以使他们暴露在阳光之下，经受患难、试探和逼迫。
Will cause the genuine to grow.
这样使得真信主的人能够茁壮健康的成长。
And expose the false.
并且能够使这些虚假信教的人暴露出来。这就是所发生的事了。
Judas Iscariot was never a Christian.
我们看到犹大却从来不是一个基督徒。
Say, how do you know that?
那么你们是怎么知道的呢？
Because Jesus said one of you is a devil.
因为耶稣这样说，你们中间的有一个人必出卖我。
And there's a good clue.
所以这是一个很好的线索。
So in closing,
所以在结束今天这课的时候，
I would like you at some time,
我需要你们
to read Colossians 4,
来和我一起读哥罗西书第四章。
Verses 7 to 14.
第七节到十四节的经文。
And as you read that portion of scripture,
当你们在读这段经文的时候，
notice how Jesus put, sorry, Paul put a seal of approval.
来看一下保罗如何为真信的基督徒立下了信仰的印记。
In verse 9 of Colossians 4,
在哥罗西书四章第九节。
This is what he says in verse 9 of Colossians 4.
我们看到保罗在这里说
Onesimus,
我又打发
a faithful and beloved brother,
一位亲爱忠心的兄弟阿尼西姆同去
one of you,
他也是你们那里的人
They shall make known unto you all,
他们要把这里一切的事
all things that are done here,
都告诉你们
In verse 10,
第十节的经文又说
He says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salute you.
与我一同坐监的亚历达古问你们安。
Now there's no seal of approval on Aristarchus.
在亚历达古身上，我们看不到这样信心的证实的印记。
And Marcus,
巴拉马的表弟马可
son to Barnabas,
也问你们安。
Touching whom you received commandments.
说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐。
If he comes to you,
他若到了你们那里
receive him.
你们就接待他。
You see.In those days,
你们知道在那一个历史时期
your life could be online.
你们的生活一切都会被安顿得很好
If you trusted a so-called brother.
如果你们相信自己的弟兄的话
So further down in verse 14,
我们再看一下下面的第十四节的经文
Paul says, Luke, the beloved physician,
保罗说所亲爱的医生路加
and Demas greet you.
和迪马问你们安。
There was no seal of approval on Demas.
我们看到在迪马身上也没有这种信心的确证的印记。
And as though Paul looked at Demas,
那么保罗是如何来看待迪马的呢？
And thought you lack fruit.
他认为他是缺乏圣灵所结的果子的。
I'm not going to say you're one of us.
我并不想说迪马是我们中间的一员。
I'm not going to say if Demas comes to you, receive him.
我并不想说如果迪马到你们中间来，你们应当接待他。
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, we see why.
我们在提摩太后书四章十节就可以看到是什么原因了。
Paul didn't put a seal of approval on this man.
保罗并没有把信心证实的印记放在迪马身上。
And in 2 Timothy 4, verse 10, we see why.
我们在提摩太后书四章十节就看到了
Demas has forsaken me.
因为迪马贪爱现今的世界
Having loved this present world
迪马贪爱现今的世界
Scripture says whoever is a friend of the world is an enemy of God
因为圣经说贪爱这个世界的人就是神的敌人
Demas loved the world
迪马贪爱这个世界
And the sunlight of temptation
所以说当试探的阳光出来的时候就使得他最终生命凋敝和死亡。
So in summary,
所以说总括的来说
，We mustn't run around getting decisions for Jesus.
我们不能光顾的为耶稣基督做出我们的决定。
Decisions are very easy to get.
因为决定是很容易做出的。
When I was a new Christian, I lacked understanding.
当我初信主的时候，我缺乏的是认识和理解。
I didn't understand true and false conversion.
因为我不知道什么是真信，什么是假信。
I got up more than 20 decisions from my friends.
我通过朋友的帮助做出了20个决定。
Personally, I was responsible.
从个人角度来说，我是有责任的。
For about 20 false conversions. 因
为我做出了20个虚假的决定。
Because I didn't understand.
因为我不能够真正的认识和理解。
The principle.
我们看到圣经里面的一个法则或原理。
Preaching law to the proud.
也就是把律法宣讲给这些狂妄的人。把神的恩典带给了一些谦卑的人。
Of using the Ten Commandments.
我们要借着使用神的十诫。
As Jesus did.
就像耶稣当年所做的那样。
To bring the knowledge of sin.
让众人能知罪。
It's only when a man understands he sinned against heaven.
让我们知道我们都是得罪了天，得罪了神。
That he'll exercise repentance towards God.
我们必须在神的面前要真心的悔改。
Faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要面对着耶稣基督。
Then because he's on good soil.
把信心植根在好的土壤之中。
He's received the seed into a good and honest heart.
我们要把福音的种子植放在好的沃土之中。
He then puts his hand to the plow.
我们手扶着犁。
And doesn't look back.
不向后观望。
Because he's fit for the kingdom.
因为这样的人才是适合天国的。
Let's close in prayer.
让我们用祷告来结束这一刻。
Father, we pray for wisdom.
天父啊，求你赐给我们智慧。
We pray for the gift of discernment.
我们要求你赐给我们分辨真假的辨别能力。
We pray that you make us wise.
要求你使我们变得有智慧。
To them that are without.
对了一些在教会内的人和教会外的人。
Redeeming the time.
我们要爱惜光阴。
For the days are evil.
战胜了恶者。
Father, let each of us.
天父啊，让我们中间的每一个人。
And examine ourselves,
能够省察我们自己
see if we're in the faith.
看看我们是不是真有信心
Is there fruit of righteousness?
看我们有没有圣灵所结下的公义的果子
Is there fruit of praise?
看我们有没有赞美神所结下的果子
Is there fruit of thanksgiving?
看我们有没有感恩神所结下的果子
Is there the fruit of the Spirit?
看我们有没有圣灵所结的果子
May we have much fruit.
愿我们有丰丰富富的果子
And bring glory to your name.
以荣耀你的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.